Thank you for calling. The person you are calling is not available. Please leave a message at the tone.
Good morning. This is Medical Alert calling for Margaret Walsh. We're calling as a follow-up in regards to an alarm that we had to dispatch for on April 27th. We just wanted to know if everything worked properly with your system and if you had any feedback to provide. If so,
Hello.
Hi, good morning. My name is Sarah. I'm a technician at your Medical Alert company. Is this Margaret Walsh?
This is Margaret Germain, her daughter.
Oh, hi. Good morning. Again, my name is Sarah. I'm a technician at Medical Alert. I'm just calling as a follow-up. We had to dispatch for Margaret on April 27th.
Uh-huh. And again, this morning, yes.
Okay. Were these false alarms?
False alarms, yes. I'm very grateful I was able to get through to make sure that everybody could be, you know, called off when need be.
Good.
I was wondering, would it be possible, I was actually going to call you guys a little later today, if when the button push happens, could I be alerted first?
Absolutely. Yeah, that is definitely something we can do. It's just a change in protocol. Right now I've got, I've got the 802-365-4184, and that's your mom's phone number, right?
Correct.
So what we could do is we could add your number as like a secondary number that would be called before we dispatched, and that way, you know, you could let us know whether or not we should hold off or if you wanted to check on her, or if you're unsure, you can always say, just go ahead and send help. I'm not nearby.
Right. Well, I live 85 feet from her front door.
Oh, wonderful.
On the same property.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, that makes sense.
My number is on as a secondary contact.
Yes, I see you. 203-556-1939.
Yes. Can we please move that to initial contact? Because
Absolutely. She
never picks up the phone.
Sure. Yeah. Do you want me to just remove her phone number completely so that if they do try to call her, they won't even try to call that number? Or should we keep it on there and then just make your number like the first one that we call?
Yeah, let's do that. Just make my number first. Because,
sure.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's routed through her phone number, so we can't really take it off the system. You know what
I mean? Gotcha. Yeah, no, I understand. Well, we'll make you a first priority call then. And can you just verify her home address for me?
It's 1288 Grassy Brook Road in Brookline, Vermont.
Wonderful.
05345.
Wonderful. And I've got yourself and Donald as her emergency contacts.
Yeah, he can be secondary.
Okay, wonderful. And it says there is, next to the back and front doors, there's a code of 318. Is that an electronic door code or a lockbox?
It's a lockbox, yes.
Okay, got it. All right, wonderful. Well, I know this was an unsolicited call to you. Did you have any questions for me?
Actually, you just answered it by letting me do that.
Wonderful.
I was actually going to call this afternoon when Mom lays down for her nap to make sure that we could switch that around.
Wonderful. All right. Well, it's all taken care of. And I know she's had these false alarms, but we do have to remind you to test her button once a month as well.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. You have a good day.
You too, Sarah. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.